Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're jumping out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now, because on the line is Radio.com Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Brian's also the host of the Prevent Defense. It's an NFL podcast out right now on Radio.com and the Radio.com app. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. Brian, thanks as always for joining us.
Baldy, good morning.
My pleasure. What's going on, Joe?
Man,
Jack, how you guys doing, man?
We're hanging in there. Yeah, we're surviving. We don't want anybody else to ever go through this. Even if you have an ex-wife or anything that you don't like, we never want to go through it.
Joe, I remember the 2008 Detroit Lions. And, you know, I remember the – I mean, I did a couple of their games at Fox that year, 0-16. And, you know, I mean, they got Matt Stafford the next year, and, you know, he's a good player. We watched him last night. But I don't understand what the Dolphins are doing. This is the worst I think I've ever seen any team ever on every level. I've never seen a team this bad. I can't remember one anyways. I mean, Josh Rosen drops back the first four plays of the game. He's sacked on three of them. You know, I mean, it's just a complete depletion of talent. And really, it looks like a horribly coached team right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the offensive line, because we had this Josh Rosen thing, and I've been telling everybody, and some people don't like Josh Rosen. Some of our writers don't like him. And I was like, how do you know how good he is? It's like he had no chance in that first quarter through those first couple of series, and then I think you get pounded so much, I think you get a little shell shock. Now, I don't know if he sounds like I'm making excuses for him or not.
Well, he went through it last year, Joe. He was on the worst offensive football last year, and he got hit a lot. I never saw him complain about anything. I never saw him point a finger at anybody, never heard him blame anybody. I mean, he was sacked once every eight passes last year in Arizona. It's the same thing. I mean, look, I was in Kansas City last week, and I watched Laremy Tunsil pitch a shutout in Kansas City. And if you talk to Deshaun Watson or you talk to Billy O'Brien, I mean, they're smiling ear to ear that they have Laremy Tunsil. He was your best player by far. He's the best left tackle in all of football. He's just a very consistent player. Now, Jamarcus Webb is on his seventh team in 10 years. He's out there struggling, you know. I mean, and that's what he has done. He's played right tackle predominantly. They got him at left tackle. You know, you go from Laremy Tunsil, and I'm not picking on Jamarcus Webb. I'm glad he's got a job in this league and he's playing. And I'm happy for everybody that does. But you go from Laremy Tunsil to Jamarcus Webb. I mean, you can't fall any further than that.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've seen the whole thing and going through this. I want to ask you about the whole quarterback thing, because you obviously know what the Dolphins are looking at. Do you have a favorite guy? Are they starting to talk any about – is it clearly Tua, in your opinion, or is it still wide open? It looks like a pretty good quarterback class coming out.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to evaluate these guys right now, to be honest with you, Joe. I mean, I know there's guys out, Daniel Jeremiah, you know, from our NFL Network is really good at it. And you're looking at, you know, all the guys. But, you know, you're going to get the first pick. And I don't know if Tua's the guy. I don't know if Tua's going to come out. I mean, I know his family from Hawaii. I think he probably will, but it's not a guarantee he's even going to come out. Some of these guys are a little bit different. Like, you know, education is important to him. Graduating is important. I don't know that that's going to happen. He's having a great season. He's doing everything you want a guy to do. But if you're telling me that they're going to be Deshaun Watson or they're going to be Patrick Mahomes right now, I mean, I wouldn't even come close to making any claim like that, as good as those guys are.
Yeah, Dolphins GM's worst nightmare is Tua goes back to school and he doesn't have the option of taking him.
Tank for Tua. Way to go.
But think about it. Like, you know, Andrew Luck went back. He went back for his senior year. And, you know, whatever you think about Marcus Mariota, he could have come out the year before and he didn't. And he stayed. And so, you know, some of these guys are just wired a little bit different, you know. And the college experience, I mean, it's not about money or fame or being the first pick. I mean, some of these guys, it's about other things. And, you know, I mean, I think Tua is kind of wired like that, to be honest with you. But I'm not making any predictions here, you know, at this point.
Baldy, I want to just go back to last night's game just for a second. Of course, we're not going to be talking about football or any of the quarterback play or how any of the stats were. It's all about those penalties at the end of the game. I saw on your Twitter also, and if you go to anyone who's either played the game or covers the game, their Twitter handle last night, it was all about that. What did you think about that, and is there a way to fix this at this point? Because those two penalties at the end of the game were the difference in the game.
I agree, and I watched him, and I know Trey Flowers. I know how he plays. He never had an illegal hands to the face penalty in his career, ever, and he gets two in the matter of a couple of minutes, and he's not hands to the face. I mean, Booger pointed it out right away. We saw the replays. I mean, it's just blatantly bad calls. But forget about that. I mean, it's becoming an unwatchable product. I mean, I do games every Sunday. Joe's out there at games every Sunday. I mean, you just can't stop the game and look at these penalties every single play. I mean, it's not football. There's no continuity to it. And I just, look, for linemen, I understand protecting the head. I really do. And I'm all for taking the headshots out of the game. But you have to let these guys play, too. I mean, there's got to be some sort of balance. And illegal hands to the face, no player's getting hurt from that. I mean, these guys are 330 pounds, you know, that you're trying to block and hit. You're not going to hurt these guys by putting the hand on the head or the face mask. It just doesn't that doesn't happen. And, you know, to Trey Flowers have that happen to him, and he's showing you exactly where he's putting his hand, right on the inside part of the shoulder pad. I mean, that's where you stab guys. You stab guys right there with your left hand, like he did. And you just got to let him play, but it's just diluting the whole product.
Hey, Baldy, we had something else, too. Now some of the offensive linemen are becoming great actors by putting their head back. I didn't. Yeah. That's the first time I've seen that. Like, you can almost – it's like flopping in basketball now. Are we going to start seeing more of that with these guys? They're smart enough, they know they can draw a penalty?
Well, we're seeing it. You know, we're seeing defensive linemen just flop, you know, and they know they can get the call. You know, my favorite player in the league is Quentin Nelson, and he's not finishing players like he did last year because they started calling for it this year. It's not a hold. He's just like, you know, a John Deere tractor with feet, and he's just moving players and pushing them over piles. And he started getting penalized. He's not going to start finishing players because he can't risk the penalty right now. But you're seeing it all over the league. Yeah. I see it all the time now, guys flopping. And they're getting the flags, so they're going to continue to do it.
Well, and I don't know about you, but pass interference has just been a disaster. I don't know what they're telling the officials. I know the officials are getting blasted, but I got a theory, and I want to know, Baldy, if you agree or not. Part of the problem is offseason. The rules committee gets together, and they throw out this new stuff, so the league comes up with all this new stuff, and they put more stuff on these officials. I don't think they can handle this pass interference and who's holding and who's not and shots to the face and all this stuff. They got so much on their plate now that – and the reviews are just a joke. I wish we go back and let them play a little bit. I don't mind if we think it's pass interference or even if it's minor pass interference with guys pushing back and forth. Let them play a little bit. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm right with you, Joe. I'm right with you on it. And you know, the pushback is pretty strong right now, and rightfully so. I mean, we watch these plays, these replays every week on these games. And we had a couple in Kansas City last weekend. And I don't know what pass interference is anymore. Nope. I don't know what a catch is anymore. I don't know what any of the rules are. I don't know. And I've talked to some leading officials, some of the leading ones that haven't, like, left the profession and gone into television, the ones that are still left.
Right.
And, I mean, just privately, I can't mention the names, but there's it's an impossible game to officiate right now. And I know everybody points to the officials, but they're just kind of doing what they're told. I mean, these guys work at it really, really hard. I know a bunch of them personally. I'm sure you do too, Joe. And, you know, they're trying their best, but it's an impossible game to officiate right now. And so I really don't know. I mean, you're getting all these reviews on pass interference. It sure looks like the guys are grabbing the arms and restricting the ability to catch the ball or whatever, and they're not overturning it. So I don't know what it's supposed to actually do right now.
So I was told by one of those guys you're talking about that they pretty much got a call before the season started and said, listen, man, we know we got this review and the coaches are going to use it, but unless – and we're going to send it to you again, that Rams and Saints play at the end of the game.
Yeah.
If it doesn't look like that, don't call it pretty much because that's what it looks like, right?
You're right, Joe. And if that's the case, and that's really what's being echoed around the league right now from, you know, all the scribes and people like ourselves talking about it, and if that's the case, then they should never have changed the rule. They should never have changed it and opened it up so that you can just review pass interference, offensive and defense. They should never have done it. They should have just said, look, we have to live with the egregious foul in an NFC Championship game. We have to live with it. Because what they've gone to now, and hopefully this is an experiment and they'll go back to saying, right, we're just not going to do this anymore. We're going to live with the calls. Because it's not making the game any better, that's for sure. And it's not overturning the fouls that look like interference right now.
Right. Baldy, who would be your MVP right now of the NFL if you had to give one out?
Well, Christian McCaffrey's doing a pretty good job of, you know, for a running back. I mean, the ball's in his hands. He's an amazing player. He doesn't get tired. He's got almost 1,000 yards from scrimmage. He's going to shatter every record in that department if he keeps this up. But, you know, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, they're all in the conversation.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. You named them. You named all the hot ones. Right. Baldy, it's always great having you, man. Thank you so much. Always telling it like it is. I appreciate it, brother. Thanks for coming on.
All right. You got Joe. Anytime. Take care, guys.
All right. All right. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Make sure to go check out that podcast. Prevent Defense. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. We always thank Brian for coming on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.